As a Christian, it's important to know what you believe and why you believe it. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to become rooted and grounded in our faith.
The pop psychology of the day and the secular humanism of this day says, hey, anything the mind can conceive, your life can achieve, and all of that is nothing. Because when you stop and think about it, the Christian life is not about what I can do. It is to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
We live in a shallow and uprooted society, but as Christians, we can be firmly rooted in our relationship with Christ. In our series, Rooted for Growth, we will discover the nutrients we need to remain spiritually strong.
Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California.
If you don't have a healthy spiritual root system, then every part of your life is impacted negatively. Through today's scriptures, we will explore what it means to be a rooted Christian who is growing in the likeness of Jesus Christ. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part two of a message called A Rooted Eternity.
While many have suffered for their faith, thank God, as the Word has prophesied, the Word of God has endured. The Bible is an eternal book. We see the purity of this seed. It's without corruption. We see the permanence of this seed. It is an eternal book. And I want you to see finally this morning the product of this seed. How can this book enter into my heart and change me forever? The product of this seed. And you know, a lot of people have the seed of religion. A lot of people have the seed of different books and theories and philosophies. But I want to propose to you this morning that the gospel seed of this Bible is the seed that makes an eternal difference. And so notice the product of this seed. First of all, it produces a pure gospel. The Bible has produced for us a pure gospel. And I want you to see that in verse 25. It says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So the word of the Lord endures forever, and it is from this word that the gospel is preached unto us, that we hear. Now, the gospel, very simply, is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And how we thank the Lord for that gospel message. I think all of us have had our disappointments with religion and preachers and different religious leaders and so forth. But I want you to realize that the gospel is not a religion. It's not a man-made type of a denomination. The fact is that if it was, it would fail. The only reason this is pure and perfect is because it's God's message. The gospel is God's idea, not my idea, not your idea. It is God's idea. And the gospel really centers around the fact that Jesus was the Son of God and that he shed his blood on the cross for all of our sin. In fact, if you have your Bible, look up a few verses or look into your notes and look at where it says 1 Peter 1:18. Listen to what Peter wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation or your empty lifestyle received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Now think about that. Peter says, look, you know that you did not get your sins covered because you gave some silver or gold. You know, imagine that. Imagine if someone came to me after church and said, hey, pastor, we had a gold party and, you know, don't tell my wife I sold some of her jewelry and everything because, man, I was really bad last week. And so here's some gold and silver to cover my sin that I did last week. And imagine that. And imagine if I said, oh, hey, thanks a lot. You're absolved from your sin. By the way, I can't take that silver and gold, and I can't absolve someone from their sin. No one's sin's covered because they give stuff to the church. That's exactly what Peter said. He said, you're not redeemed with corruptible stuff, but with the precious blood of Christ. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus, when he shed his blood, made the only payment that will ever satisfy a righteous God. He made the payment. That payment was his blood. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1 in verse 17, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, let the cross of Christ be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. Apparently, some people think the preaching of the cross is foolishness. That blankety-blank Bible, they call it. And apparently, that's the attitude that some have. But to those of us that are saved, hey, this is the power of God right here. This is what makes all the difference to us. And so Paul said, Christ didn't send me to baptize, but he sent me to preach the gospel. In other words, baptism is incidental compared to have you received Christ, the seed of the word of God, into your heart, you see. And so the emphasis is not on what we do, whether baptism or going to church. The emphasis is on what Jesus did when he shed his blood. And when he shed his blood, he offered a covering for our sin. That is the purity of the gospel. It's not about what I do. It's about what he did. And what he did was to shed his blood for our sin. The purity of the gospel. But then I want you to see finally the power of the gospel. Because you see, this product that comes forth from this seed has a power that we all need. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So anyone that wants to be saved by trusting in the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ can receive salvation. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. And it has power to produce faith. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, listen to this very carefully. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when this seed comes into my heart and I have faith, that is the result of hearing what God's word has to say to me. And this gospel covers my sin because of the blood that Jesus shed, which is the covering for sin. Now we all need covering for our sin, for all of us have sinned. In fact, there was a pastor who was driving around downtown in another city, and it was a no parking zone for most of it, and there was just a few places where there were meters, and he was late. He'd been driving around. He finally parked his car in a place that had no meter. He was pretty sure he wasn't supposed to park there, so he wrote a little note. He put the note in his windshield that said, I have circled the block 10 times. He said, if I don't park here, I'll miss my appointment. Forgive us our trespasses. That's what he wrote on the note. Well, when he returned, he found a ticket, and a police officer had written this little note. I've circled this block for 10 years. If I don't give you a ticket, I'll lose my job. Lead us not into temptation. Now, the fact is, we're all sinners, and the fact is, we all fall short of God's glory. And I want to give you something very quickly. If you have never experienced the power of the gospel seed, I don't know what's going on in your life, in your home, in your walk with God. A lot of American Christians today are just kind of resembling something blowing in the wind. There's no joy, there's no fruit. And it could be that while they got the seed of religion or even the seed of baptism or something else, they never heard from the Bible that Jesus shed his blood and they never received Christ as their Savior. And it never got planted right in the first place. So how do you get planted right in the first place? Look at the little box in your notes right there very quickly. If we're going to experience the power of the gospel seed, this pure seed, number one, we need to realize that we have all sinned. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Listen, I'm a sinner. I'm going to tell you that all of us are sinners. We all fall short when it comes to, you say, well, Pastor Chapel, you know, we're pretty good sinners. I understand that, but as far, you might say, I'm a pretty good guy. I'm not that bad. I'm not trying to put you down. I'm just saying that in our nature, none of us meet God's standard. We all need a Savior. And so then notice, secondly, sin separates us from God. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen, the wage of sin is spiritual death and separation from God. And that's why, thirdly, we need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to realize, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were sinners, even then Christ died for us. There is salvation in none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. So we've all sinned. And sin separates us from God. And my friend, listen to me very carefully. Without Jesus Christ, our lives are like a tumbleweed, and one day our lives will be separated from God in a place called hell for all of eternity. So you believe in heaven and hell? If I didn't believe in that stuff, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing for a living, preaching the Word of God. Friend, the fact is, there is an eternal life, and the way to spend eternity with Jesus is to receive the gospel of His eternal seed. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. How? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's why, finally, we must turn to Jesus exclusively for our salvation. Now, notice this verse. We're almost done. John 1:12. But as many as received Him. Now just pause right there. It doesn't say as many as joined the Baptist church. It doesn't say as many as did some really good stuff. It says as many as received Him. To them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Someone says, I'm hearing from this seed today. I'm hearing that Jesus is the center of it all, that He shed His blood for my sin. And someone says, Lord, I am a sinner. I receive You as my Savior to cover my sin. At that moment, you become a son of God or a child of God. And it's not because of what you gave, silver or gold, or what you did getting baptized. It's because you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, one day Jesus was teaching thousands of people. He was telling them that He was the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life. A lot of doctrine. His message was very exclusive. And as Jesus was teaching this exclusive way of salvation, the Bible says in John 6:66, from that time, many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. So make a mental note. There's a difference between a true believer and a follower, okay? There were lots of followers. They liked the miracles. They liked the bread. They liked all that stuff. But they were not truly believing. And so from that time, they just said, hey, I'm out of here. But notice what it says. Jesus looks to the 12 in verse 67, and He said to them, will you also go away? Well, that's a convicting question. Are you going to leave me too? And listen to what Peter said. Then Simon Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. It all comes back to the seed, the certified pure seed of the words of Jesus Christ. He said, Lord, I'm not following the miracles. I'm not here just to do a religious thing. I'm following what You have to say. When you hear this word, you believe on Christ as Savior, that seed germinates in your heart. My friend, you are born again according to the Word of God. If you believe that seed will grow in your garden, why don't you let this seed come into your heart? Why don't you this morning just say it, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I believe that You came to pay for my sin. You shed Your blood on the cross, and You rose up again. I receive You today. I trust You exclusively as my Savior. And I'm going to tell you what, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And if you'll just receive Christ as your Savior, that seed takes plant in your heart. And you, my friend, like this word, will live and abide forever. Only an eternal seed can give eternal life. That's why having a Bible preaching church is important. But more than that, that's why hearing what the Bible says is important. And the focus of the Bible is the gospel which we preach unto you. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So listen, plant that seed and see what happens. But if you are not sure that you have eternal life, receive that seed of John 3:16.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.